So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But they do have a general manager, Mark. This is big. So Paul Toboni, everything's about ages now, right? 35 years old. Blake Butera, manager, 33-year-old. They've got a GM, and it's Ani Kalambi from the Phillies organization who ran their analytics department, their R&D, who's 31 years old. Was he on the radar? Was this a name you were hearing bandied about?
Well, no, and mostly because, and I think you guys had heard a similar thing from Toboni about a month and a half ago, that made it sound like they probably weren't going to be hiring a GM at this time, that they were going to be content with the front office that they had begun to assemble. I think when he was first hired, the thought was, hey, maybe you bring in a GM to work underneath him, but then he kind of suggested that they weren't going to go that route. So it caught me by surprise, maybe not others, but this is certainly somebody who was kind of a rising star in the industry. I feel like this is a recurring theme in a lot of the moves they've made so far. They're hiring very young executives and coaches, to be sure. But in most of these cases, you hear about them and think this is somebody who, within the industry, is viewed as somebody who's going to be a big name eventually. And maybe the strategy here is let's go get them now before they become a bigger name, before they may have some other opportunities that they might jump at and get it on the ground floor with them. We'll see if it works or not. It's kind of unprecedented how young they are. And I feel like 5 years from now, we're going to look back on this and say to ourselves, these were either some brilliant moves they made or what were they thinking, having such a young front office, such a young coaching staff.
Yeah, I want to get into that because it is exciting and it does feel new and really exhilarating. But this is also going to go one way or the other, it feels like, pretty extremely, which we could talk about. But I wanted to say that just in reaching out to people to double down on what you were mentioning, last night I heard from someone who knows Kalambi who said he's one of the most brilliant player acquisition minds that this person in baseball knows. Another said he's elite at running R&D department. And another person just said this is a special thinker, like a special human being. I mean, so this is one of those guys, like, I got to be honest, I didn't know anything about him, but it seems like when you ask baseball people, there is a reverence for this person, and you hear this about Butera, you hear this about Toboni, and that does make you feel good the more you kind of dig in on some of these hirings after the surface announcement is just, wow, look at how young this guy is.
Right, and I think that's the recurring theme there, is that people in the industry, even if we all didn't know who they were and the names didn't mean a lot to us, people in the industry who have worked with these guys have very positive things to say. And in Kalambi's case, I know it was the last, 4 years with the Phillies running their R&D department. Now, let's be clear, the Phillies are not really known as a forward-thinking, analytics-heavy organization. Dave Dombrowski is pretty old school and has built a team in those regards. So maybe I don't know the influence that he had in Philly, but what I do know is his 7 years with Tampa Bay, where they are all about data analytics, trying to find every little edge they can, that he was a big part of what they did and was given a lot of credit for some of the acquisitions of some lesser known players, particularly pitchers and even more specifically relief pitchers, who maybe weren't big names, and they acquired them and then developed them into some really good major league players and major league pitchers. And I think that's instructive, because if there is a theme of what we see going on with the Nats right now, I think we all kind of acknowledge they're not big spenders at the moment. That doesn't seem to be the strategy. And so the strategy may be, can you go find good quality big league players in places that you don't normally think of, or, you know, lower round draft picks, waiver acquisitions, trades that don't generate a lot of headlines, and develop those guys into quality big leaguers? I would argue that that has been just as much of a problem for the organization over the last decade as anything else they did on a larger scale, is that they just have not developed enough baseline quality big leaguers out of their own system that don't necessarily become stars, but do become productive players that help you win in the end.
Mark Zuckerman with us here on GND. So for that initiated, what's the distinction between a GM and the president of baseball ops? How will the day-to-day work?
Yeah, so I know there are probably a lot of people out there that saw this and said, oh, this is the guy replacing Mike Rizzo? I thought they already got somebody for that. And it's really not. Paul Toboni is in charge. He's the president of baseball operations. And for those who maybe don't remember, Mike Rizzo was technically, his title was president of baseball operations and general manager. So he oversaw it all. The modern MLB front office, and seen this over the last decade or so, very often you have somebody with the president title and they hire someone and give them a GM title, or they promote from within and give them the GM title. And it's not the classic GM that we always think of. It's more of a second in command, and they may have a specialty, like in this case with Colombi. It's very much on the R&D side and on the data side. And so I think he's going to lead a lot in that area and certainly be a trusted voice and handle a lot of things. But ultimately, Toboni is calling the shots. And Colombi may advise him on things and make recommendations on things, just as I think Mike DiBartolo will and a few of the other people that they've hired. So I think he'll have clout, but I think ultimately this is Toboni's team, and he'll be the one deciding what direction they're going with every move.
You touched on my next question. Where does this leave DiBartolo?
So he's still with him. He was given the title of, and I got to look this up and make sure I have it exactly right. He is a senior vice president and assistant GM. And my understanding, he's going to be in charge of baseball operations, and I think it's going to be fairly similar to what he used to do under Mike Rizzo, with maybe a few different responsibilities. Certainly one of the trusted voices. He's actually the old man of the group now at the ripe old age of 41, guys, if you want to start.
My goodness gracious.
He's got to get ready for retirement.
Gray hairs.
Yeah, right. So they clearly do value him, the institutional knowledge that he has. I think he'll probably still handle a lot of the day-to-day transactional kind of stuff that he used to do. But I think he's going to have a seat at the table. And the way that Toboni has talked about all of this is that he really wants us to be collaborative and not just one person deciding everything. Now, yes, he has the final say, but he wants everyone in that, like, assistant GM role and higher. And so that's now Colombi, DiBartolo, the two other people he brought in that he's worked with in the past, Devin Pearson and Justin Horwitz. He wants them all to collaborate together and hopefully come to some consensus decisions that ultimately Toboni signs off on and says, yes, this is what we're going to do.
And you had to keep DiBartolo because you need an old head. You know, you need just a super
the
old
ancient guy
that you can kind of bounce thing off, things
yeah,
off
back
of.
Back in my day, we used to do it this way.
You mean 2023?
Rizzo had Bob Boone, you know, and now this guy's got a 41-year-old, right? Toboni and company. Ani Colombi. Now, I joke because it's easy to do, but I am thrilled. You know, I'm really excited. I'm really giddy about this. It is the polar opposite. I said to Danny yesterday, to say this is antithetical to how they did things before, like, doesn't even begin to cover it clearly. But just to play devil's advocate for a second, as fired up as I am, there are people, I'm sure, around baseball, older guard folks, that are kind of turning an eye up at this. They're kind of like, really? I mean, are they going to have anybody who's done this before at a high level? Like, could this go badly, I guess, is my question.
Oh, of course. You know, but you could argue this that it could go badly with a bunch of seasoned veterans
as well.
Of course.
So,
I've seen that.
So
yeah.
I think it boils down to just how good are they at what they do. And you know, what resources do they get from ownership? That's a big part of it. And do they, you know, apply them properly and do it the right way? So I think one thing, you know, I'm caught up in the ages too, but in looking at them all, in all these guys' cases, the five who are kind of now, you know, leading the way in the front office, they've all worked in Major League Baseball for like at least a decade in each case. So a lot of these guys started right out of college, internships, and climbed the ladder and worked their way up. So they are not coming completely out of the blue, having never done anything before. They're just being elevated to higher roles than they've ever had. But they have all been with big league organizations in, you know, like assistant GM roles, you know, and having a say in how things are done. And in most of these cases, either with Tampa Bay, who we know what their philosophy has always been, or with the Red Sox, who are a big market club that generally spends big and does big things. So I think it's, in theory, a good combination of that. They're certainly going to be data-driven, but Toboni has an actual scouting background, so it's not like he's opposed to any of that kind of stuff. We'll see. I think the you do probably have to get...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Give them a little leeway because of the age, and every indication that we're getting so far suggests that they're thinking long-term versus short-term. And that's going to be frustrating to a lot of fans. It's frustrating to me covering the team to think after six straight losing seasons, we may be looking at a couple more. But if they're going to do what they say they want to do, it's kind of a long-term project. And they probably feel like they have the job security to be able to do that and not feel like there's immediate pressure to win. And if you're the Lerner family and you said, hey, we're blowing this whole thing up and starting over, okay, we're giving you the keys to the car. Go do it the way you see fit. Paul Toboni seems to be saying, yes, we're going to do it that way. We're going to completely revamp this. But you don't just have success overnight because of it.
Mark Zuckerman of MassinSports.com on G&D. Before we let you go, they've actually made two trades in a quiet offseason in terms of, you know, free agency so far. They gave up their lefty potential closer in Jose A. Ferrer to go get Harry Ford, who was a former number 12 overall pick and one of the more talked about catching prospects in baseball over the years, a three times futures gamer, who's now ranked second in the system via MLB Pipeline. And then more recently, their second round pick out of Oklahoma has been traded in Jake Bennett, and they brought back a flame throwing 101-mile-an-hour right hander and Perales, who I guess has a chance to maybe work his way into this rotation in the next year or so. What do you make of the fact that they've actually somehow added two top five prospects in these deals recently?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Let's start with the bigger one at the beginning, which was the Ferrer for Ford. You know, Jose Ferrer, I think we all like and appreciate and think this could be a top late inning reliever for many years. Having said that, if you have the ability to go get a potential franchise catcher in Harry Ford, who you're going to have for 6 years of control versus four for Ferrer, you make that move. Maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe he doesn't live up to the potential that he has. But we know how big of an issue catching has been for them. And while you're not totally giving up on Kaber Ruiz, I don't think you can just say, well, he's got this contract, so we have to stick with him as the number one guy no matter what. They needed to do something in that regard. So you give up a reliever for a potential franchise catcher. That to me makes complete sense. The swap of prospects is interesting because you're going and getting a guy that obviously he already knew from Boston, and he's got a big-time arm. Now, there's command issues, as often is the case with guys who throw 101. So there's a gamble aspect to that. But if it pans out, and if Toboni knows this guy and thinks highly enough of him, you know, it seems like a gamble worth taking. Jake Bennett, who they gave up, might have turned into a number four, number five starter for them. Probably wasn't viewed as more than that. And so you're taking a shot at somebody who might be a frontline starter in exchange for somebody who maybe had a better chance of being a back-end starter.
Mark, thank you as always, man. Have a great holiday.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good catching up. There's Mark Zuckerman. Check him out, massinsports.com. We should point out, by the way, that the new GM of the Nationals, the 31-year-old Ani Colombi coming over from the Phillies, is going to be on the show with us tomorrow, which we're excited about, I think right at 5 p.m. So if you want to listen to that interview, get to know him a little bit, and just hear what he's all about, the Nats, new GM, coming over from the Phillies.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.